Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Mets just won on a walk-off single. They had two on, and they won in the bottom of the 10th over the Indians.
J.D. Davis with a long at-bat there. Battles, finally gets a pitch he can put into left field and gets him the win.
There you go.
Down one, they were down one coming into that inning after Santana hit a home run at the top of the inning.
So they scored two in the 10th?
They scored two, yeah. Conforto grounded out and brought one in after Rosario led the inning off with a hit, and they kept moving him over. And then they just had the hit from Davis to bring Conforto in from second.
Yeah, I could hear the newsroom exploding through the soundproof studio doors. It's so loud out there with these homers. They go crazy every time the Mets win.
Met fans excited right now.
Have you ever seen – you know, it's funny. They don't do that. You don't see that in here with the Yankees, do you? It's weird.
Well, it's
because they're so used to winning.
So used to it. There's and none of these games matter now until October 4th. I mean, that's when it's on. I mean, this is all
– a waste of time.
You know, obviously, the Yankees are playing for home field, which you want, because as we saw a couple of years ago when they played the Astros in the ALCS, I mean, the home team – it was a dominant home series, so, you know, home field would be big for the Yankees. But still, the games, like, they're just kind of, you're just trying to get to October. Right
going
now.
Through the motions.
Like,
they're
it
winning.
It matters, but it does, you know, it's hard to get into it.
So Haps pitching tonight in Oakland, where they don't play well. They're up 1-0.
They'll win one game here in Oakland. Whether it
be well, there's
tomorrow.
Davis hitting a home run. Now it's 2-1.
Haps
A's.
Too.
Huh?
Hap's been awful.
I mean, he just gives it up. He just serves it up. Chris Davis just jacked one into the seats and right. You know, they're a playoff team,
they're playing
too.
Well, right now, they tied the Rays last night, right, for the second wild card?
Yeah, I mean, they are. It is unbelievable to me that they, every year with Melvin, they're in it. And then, like, they have nobody goes to the games, right? Now, they have a decent crowd tonight because the Yankees are in there, but nobody goes to their games. You see their upper bowl, it's completely empty every night. They got nothing there. It's the worst. It's not as bad as Tampa. It's not as bad as Miami. But it's bad, right? Like, you don't think? Because remember when we talked about on the show, we've done these shows where we talked about baseball's massive decline in attendance.
Right.
That nobody's going to these games. At, like, league-wide, it's a problem. Except in, you know, we said before, it's not a problem at Yankee Stadium, Boston, the Cubs, the Dodgers.
There's plenty of places where it isn't an issue. But
Cardinals.
And that's one of the things that, you know, and we didn't really bring this up much when we talked about it. One of the things that really also makes that number what it is, the declining attendance,
right,
is that it's so bad in the places that it's bad.
Right.
That it makes the number, even though you have
it's
places
bloated.
Like Yankees and even the Mets have been, the last couple of weeks, have had some full crowds, and obviously Sox and Cubs are always full, Dodgers, etc. But the numbers for the Rays and the Marlins and the Pirates
right.
and the A's and all these teams are so low.
Even, it doesn't matter, all of them.
That the sellouts at
Reds.
The other places, it just continues to
Jays.
Move it on down.
Padres.
Look at how many awful teams there are in baseball this year. Look at the American League alone.
Baltimore,
so many
Kansas
bad
City.
Teams. Seattle,
nobody.
Toronto, the White Sox, Detroit.
Detroit, nobody goes.
It's just awful this year.
What did you think of, now this is interesting. I'll take your calls. Chill out. I'll get you on. Two big Astro bets tonight at the MGM. Did you see this?
Oh, well, and this is this right here. I know where you're going. This is why it is so difficult to bet baseball day in, day out, because
you'd lose your shirt
something like tonight happens.
So they were -550 at MGM to win, -550, the Astros with Verlander over the Tigers. Here's another one, -575 it got up to. How about this? MGM had it up to 600, -600, and then -600 at FanDuel in New Jersey. And guess what happened? two hits in the game by the Tigers, both of them home runs. They won 2-1, and everybody lost. $55,000 a guy bet to win $10,000. He lost $55,000 large. And then a guy bet $63,520 on him to win $11,000. He lost. He lost to $63,000.
Verlander goes the whole nine, gives up two hits, 11 Ks.
Can you imagine walking up to the window and betting $55,000 or $63,000 and you see your team lose on two hits and two home runs, and then you go, you literally, what do? Go kill yourself? I mean, honestly, because you got to be so rich that 63 grand means nothing to you.
63 grand was to win 11?
To win 11. The 55 was to win 10. And then they
and now on the other side of the coin, if you had the Tigers tonight at plus 485, plus 485 the Tigers tonight.
So it's really good.
There are people that just bet dogs in baseball every day because it's such a, you know, because of the pitcher, it changes so much every
right.
day. And you could sit there and just bet dogs every day, and, you know, they do pretty well at it. They pick their favorite, you know, the two or three dogs they like the most.
I mean, there was a lot of people talking about it, right? The, you know, here's one guy said, idiots. People that bet. Here's another one. Pharrell and idiots, and they laughed that they lost. People laugh. Here's one. People are literally idiots.
Like, there's one or two ways, like, that bet is going. Like, if you're walking up to the window with 63 grand, right, to put on the Astros tonight
right.
to win 11,
right.
there's either one or two things going on. Either A, you bet so much that for that better, that 63 grand is, you know, like me going and putting 100 at the window. You know, they have so much money, they're probably a millionaire, that the 63 grand
means nothing.
Or on the other side of the spectrum, the absolute other side of the spectrum, you have a guy who's probably like, I'm trying to get my stack a little higher. I got 60 grand here. I can easily, because the Astros, they're not losing to the Tigers at home with Verlander on the bump. I could take my 60 grand, and by the end of the night, I'm rolling now with 72. And, you know, my stack's a little bit bigger. And now he's got no stack left.
No stack. Now so, he's got problems.
Now he's got no stack.
Now he's got September screwed.
So which do you think
that guy
was tonight? One or the other?
I don't see how you lose 63 grand and not have pain. You know, like some kind of bloodletting. There's got to be a fallout from that. Divorce, something. How do you explain that? I just lost 63 grand in 5 minutes. I mean, honestly.
But guys do it all over the casino on a nightly basis.
They do, and that's...
if you're a heavy hitter.
I guess that's why they play the games.
If you're a heavy hitter.
A sharp or a heavy. Can you imagine? You knew it. I knew, and, you know, I just knew when I saw that number. You know, it's the same thing as that I always go back to the Bills game with the Vikings. When I saw 16, I had to take it. I'm just like, you just got to bet it. Like, when you see plus, you know, minus 600 on a game, you just got to go the other way, don't you? I mean, I saw 50 people put down, you know, $10, $20, $100 on them at those odds. What'd you say it was, plus 485?
Yeah, if you took the Tigers on the money line tonight, it was plus 485 at most places.
I mean, my God. You know what I mean? So what, $48 for every 10 you put down, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Something like that.
Yeah, 40.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.